Ooh, good seats. Thanks for inviting me, Zane.
Of course, it's a lovely day outside. I wanted to cherish this moment.
I wouldn't want to miss the Save Your Bacon parade for anything, now that you mention it. I guess it mostly is an us thing, so it makes sense.
Yeah, it would have been very odd to not have been here ourselves. They would have been like, and then they would have actually cast our, have you seen our stunt doubles that take our place at most events like Comic-Con and such?
No, who'd you get?
So you got Woody Harrelson. And,
and that sounds correct.
And I also got Woody Harrelson, but I got the version of I got the brother version of him in Now You See Us 2. The one that has like the huge white smile and the upsettingly curly hair.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I mean, we are usually in different places, so I don't think filming Woody Harrelson twice will be too... Oh, hey, we don't have our own float, do we?
I'm
thinking about it. Do we have to show up anywhere?
I've been...
I know it's going to start soon.
Shoot. I mean, I had an idea. I have blueprints in my garage.
Oh, wait. There's the first float. Is that Tay Zonde?
Wait, what?
Tay Zonde's on the float.
Tay Zonde's like at our parade?
All over the float. It's like wet chocolate all over the float.
There's a man standing up top dressed as Willy Wonka pouring chocolate onto Tay Zonde.
But that's definitely Tay Zonde. Oh, I think I have something to say. Hold on. What is it?
Holy moly, I've got a very important message from Zane Shaw. He's got a podcast. You're listening to Save Your Bacon with Zane Shaw and Will Palumbo. Don't lose your bacon. Get Zane and Will shaken.
Thank you for that wonderful announcement from Tay Zonde. Really appreciate that. Shout out to Tay Zonde for shouting out Save Your Bacon. My name is Will Palumbo.
My name is Zane Shaw. Thank you again, Tay Zonde, for being the new voice of the intro for us. Love you so much.
Yep. Let us know if you like it. Let us know if it's permanent.
Tay Zonde, let us know if you liked hearing your voice on our podcast.
Tay, reach out. Let us know if you liked that intro. We did not ask your permission, if we're going to be honest.
We asked you, but we didn't ask you for permission.
Did we ask? We asked you to say it. We didn't ask for permission.
Correct.
Did we ask for permission?
No. Okay. I also don't think I gave him permission to say our names. I told him our names.
You paid money. I think that gives him permission to say it. You said, here's my money. And this is our name. Please say it. That
is
permission.
If I give a vending machine $1 for a candy bar, I'm not giving it permission to just like
say, Save Your Bacon.
to just say, here's Will and Zane's podcast. No,
those are the exact same functions. Tay Zonde, our beautiful, beautiful vending machine. Thank you for all that you've done. If you haven't noticed by now, this is Advice Comedy Podcast. Zane, how you doing?
I'm doing terrifically. First off, Tay Zonde, huge thing, because I've been on YouTube since 2007. So like him
have
and
you?
Dax
have
Flame
you
and
videos since then?
Yeah. I mean, I've also
have
been
ever...
making new channels since then.
Yeah. I mean, have we talked about on the podcast just how many videos you think you've made over the years?
On my current channel, and I will say current even though I have currently like 3 or 4, because like Save Your Bacon is not on my main channel and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Currently on my Zane Shaw channel, I have about 750 videos.
Oh, really?
And that's
that many?
And that's this one channel of the, I believe, 43 channels I've had since 2007. So
just right around the ballpark of 43.
My first channel ever was Comedic Pants, and my profile icon was a dog with a big head and an even bigger bone.
How old were you? You had to have been like 10.
I was in fifth grade. I think you hit it on the...
You had to be 10.
I think you hit it on the money. I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, because you're like a year and a half younger than me.
Because it
would
have been
dude.
Fifth grade, and then the year is 3 years above my grade, so 2007, and then my age was 3 years above that. So, yep, 10. Yep, you nailed it.
Did you say how many videos you think you've made total?
Oh, my God. Okay, I know.
What do you think, 2,000?
Panavy Pancakes had a couple good hundred. It's the Weekend Life had a couple hundred. Comedic Pants definitely had at least 100. Comedic Pants Co. had 100. Ainsley Short had, I think, like 50. I'm leaving out so many channels.
Here I was thinking I was really part of a lot of videos, but I think if you look at it, I was probably part of less than 1% of videos.
I will say this. So I go to Emerson College. This is my last semester. I do believe I've uploaded more videos to YouTube than there are people attending my school.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty wild. Do you know of anybody at Emerson who has uploaded more than you have?
No, but I also don't know of anybody who has watched my videos. So it's a fair trade-off.
People, every time you talk about people at Emerson, it just sounds like nobody cares about anybody, and like everybody's success is more of a competition rather than a collaboration. Did I get that right?
You should not go to a liberal arts school if what you want to do is collaborate with other people, because it seems like their attitudes are not on. They're not here to collaborate. They're here to become the best, and it's kind of like, you know how you need to work with other people in order to make something? Like, if I wanted to act in something, I need someone to hold the camera. The person that would be holding the camera would be super not into the fact that this isn't their project, that they didn't, like, they made whatnot. So it's, I trust me, I really miss being in a little hometown where I was like the only person that used a camera.
That's just a bit of shell shock for me, because I've obviously never had that experience and have never felt the urge to make YouTube videos, but here we are making media together, and we have made videos together.
Yes.
And, I always appreciate that. Hey, Zane, hit me with a question, will you?
Absolutely. I got a great question from you, and there is no possible chance. I'll just say this right off the bat.
Wait, from me? Did I send this one in?
Yeah, this question comes from...
Okay, cool. Sweet, yeah.
There is zero chance that you ask me...
Which one I send in.
...to ask another question here. You're going to love this
question.
Sometimes
I type out questions, and then I'll Google translate it from, like, this to, like... like Arabic, like 14 different times, like back from Arabic to English, and then whatever comes out in English after those, I'll send to you
in
an anonymous email.
And then out of nowhere, I get a question that says, "How does handshake?" And I'll be like,
"Yeah,
well,
how does handshake?"
You? And you're like, "Yeah, I typed in, I'm learning American Sign Language, and I translated that a couple times and eventually got, how does handshake?
How does handshake?" Yeah. How handshake? Anyways, go for it.
All right, this question. Sometimes when I say the contraction thatted, it is that had, but other times it is that would. If I say the sentence, if that had happened, it's that would. If I change it slightly to if that had happened, it becomes that had. How is it both?
How is it both, man?
That question comes from bad contractions.
Get me that bad contractions. Okay. You know that phenomenon when you start saying a word or like just a phrase too much and then it stops making sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That happened the first time I heard thatted.
That hits. That nails. That's right in my brain. That makes total sense to me. Even though my words don't make sense, I hear what you're saying. I'm picking up what you're putting
down. And every time I think of thatted, I just think of that it. And that's not what it is. That's not the word collab that's happening there.
Will, I can't find my collection of Pokemon cards. Oh, is that it?
That's how I use it. Yep, that is how I use that it. That's the only time you'll find me using that it. I think otherwise, there's like two modes for Will speech. It's like super slow, or it's like so fast that I need to like repeat myself and it bothers customers sort of thing. How fast I speak and it doesn't make sense.
I completely get that.
So I'm trying to think if I do use that it, because I think in the Will slow speech, I would literally never speak the word that it. I would say that would each time.
Were you ever a part of the gang? We were a collective in elementary school days where whenever you'd say the word of, you were very convinced that it was spelled O-V.
Oh.
V, yeah.
No. That was like a... I have no clue what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
When you just say the word of, and it's got a V sound at the end of it. It's not uff.
Oh, it's uff. Of course.
I've never said that before.
UFF.
I've never said the United States of America.
Of America.
Game of Thrones.
Of course. You want to show me around? Of course.
Oh, of course, because you got to ride the line.
Course.
You can't say off, because that's an entirely different word. And if you say of, you might be personifying UV as one word.
Gosh.
So of rays, UV rays. So you need of. It's kind of like, imagine like some like you've tightened your stomach and you've told someone to like kind of punch you in the stomach lightly and they hit you and you go, uff.
Uff. Yeah. Yeah. I knew what you were saying before you said it. I thought of it. I said, what would that sound be? Uff. Yeah. What was the question?
How is it both? How can this be that would in some situations, but that had in some other situations?
There's another one of those. I'm convinced there's another one of those. There's more of those because language is just something that we just created. I think we talked about this last episode, didn't we? It's just like we just said it enough and wanted to make it easier on ourselves long enough that we just eventually said, that's English now. You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's something about in the English language where there's a connection there that we just can't get over the fact that we can put so many words into one word, you know? It's like how we say like. Yeah. Like and literally mean so many things right now. So you just throw them out whenever you want.
Yeah, that's how I know people are lying. I've been playing a lot of Among Us.
Mm-hmm. Love that game so much. I love that so much.
It's like I thought super I recommended it to you. Right now. You did. You're right. Anyways, I have played it. And somebody point out that whenever somebody says literally, that's how you know they're lying.
Mm-hmm. Also, in that game, a lot of people will say, when they start getting accused because they're very clearly the killer, they'll say, all right, guys, you can vote me off. But if it's not me, then vote this person off. Like, somehow it's going to save their lives in that moment, even though they're essentially saying, okay, you can kill me now. But if I don't die, we're going for this guy.
My favorite thing that people say when they're trying to get off is, oh, we'll have fun losing then. Oh, you're going to vote me off? We'll have fun losing.
Oh, my goodness.
For anybody who doesn't know, it's basically the Mafia game. Like, if you ever played that? Mm-hmm. People I know, like, I played, it's called Murder in the Church, if you ever played that, which we played in the church.
Wow.
I don't know. you know, but we
that
would,
sounds
we
pretty
would run around.
On the nose.
Yeah, the entire church would get shut down. We'd turn off all the lights, and we'd have, like, over 100 people run around with, like, 5 people just slashing each other's necks and people falling dead.
Oh, wow. Is this, like,
theoretically,
like when people were, like, coming in for regular church, and then the person that's
not
gonna...
regular church, like college.
Okay, yeah,
like
sure. But, like,
100, 200 college kids running around slashing
but,
necks.
Like, everybody walks in expecting normal church day, and then out of nowhere, they see the guy that's going to read the sermon is in, like, casual clothes, and they're like, oh no, it's Murder in the Church Day. And then all of the windows, all of that stained glass like twists around and stops letting in light, and everyone's like, go.
Run. Yeah. I'm the killer, run. Yeah, and that's how you start church. Yeah, that'd be a fun twist, showing up to church and be like, oh, I'm so pumped for today's sermon. I'm just so ready for like the word just be spoken to me today, man. It's like, oh, I'm so excited with the series we're in the middle of. How cool is that? All right, murder time,
jokes,
kids, let's go.
Joke's
break
on you.
Break up. You're the killer. You're the killer. Run. Kill, kill,
the word,
kill.
The word for you today is run.
Man, we've really broken off from the origin of this. But how can it be both? It's because all language is made up, and you're just doing it because it's convenient.
Yeah,
you're saying everything you say because it's convenient to say it because you don't want to speak properly, and nobody likes it when you do.
That had to be weird to hear, but that would be the best answer that we could give you.
Yeah, it's that all things are just made up until we all decide, that's done being made up. We'll say it's okay now.
It's
yeah,
like,
I have a question
hold
for
on,
you.
Hold on,
oh,
hold
yeah,
on.
Go ahead.
I got a word coming in my brain right now.
Okay.
And I'm trying to, I'm going to shake my head a couple times, like I'm an eight ball, until it
that
like
is what you're doing.
Fully rolls to the
it.
Front. Hey, roll's a good one. That means a lot.
What are you talking about?
Roll is like a
going?
Biscuit. Roll
where are we headed?
Is like when something rolls. Roll is like when someone has an acting role.
Are you okay?
How is it both? How is it three things? Role is even more confusing than
are
that.
Are you just talking about like homonyms? Words that sound the same but mean different things?
No, Will, you've said the word homonym, and I haven't heard that word in like 15 years.
It took me a second to think of it, I know.
I just want to say, we're going to pause the podcast. Will, mm-hmm. I'm so proud of you for coming up with the word homonym on the spot.
I didn't make it up. I'm educated.
Is there a way you can use thatted, where it means that would and that had, but like where somebody thinks that you're complimenting them, but really you're using the other version of thatted and insulting them.
Oh, you
them?
Use it for secrecy to trick others.
Yeah. Can you use it to your advantage? Were they like... Were
I
they...
mean, it's not like it and would are the two differences, right? Mm. Or no. I'm
had
no,
and would.
Had and would.
And
I'm
it.
The one who does use it for it.
Had, would, had it.
I'm so confused now. I'm just like, my brain is just out of steam after pulling homonym out of nowhere. I'm going to move on and ask a question. How does
fair,
that sound?
Very fair.
Okay. Where are we? Ah, yes. This question comes from Legendary Juice. Thank you. Brother Zane and Will, I've been given an assignment where I need to write a very bad story for English class and then analyze why it is bad. I've decided to go with a fantasy theme where the character has an item that's very bad and has a bad name. Maybe they're searching for it. Maybe they were born with it. But I want you both to create the item. Thank you.
I have never been so blessed in my life. This
yeah,
is where I thrive.
I know. I'm excited for this. What is an item that's very bad and has a bad name?
Are we talking bad as an evil or bad as in, wow, that sure is pointless?
I think pointless is too easy, because there are a lot of things you can, like, find and pick up along the way of a fantasy adventure story that could be pointless. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. I think maybe that makes it better that it is the whole premise of the story, but I also don't want, like, I don't want our item to just be like, here's the random thing that they're searching after. Like, here's the fountain pen of nothing. You know, like, who cares?
I've got a couple. Okay, I've only got one in mind, but I'm going to say I got a couple. Let's just start spitballing here. So, you want a very bad adventure, right? And a bad item to go along with it. Mm-hmm. It's just the item is our job. I like the
our
idea
job is the item.
That you find at some point along the way, you find this magic staff. And it's unannounced what its purpose is. And for the entire journey, we're drug along to believe that, like, once you get to the conclusion, the staff is going to show its almighty power and save the day and whatnot. So you're going around waiting to see this staff activate, to see its true potential, and it's not doing mm-hmm. anything. And you finally get to the last scene, the last battle, and the staff is still not doing anything. And so you're like, you're hitting the dragon with the staff, like, come on, staff, work, work. And you've been through it, right?
You're like thwacking the dragon with a wooden staff.
You've been running through the forest, up snowy hills, through desert terrain, literally every mm-hmm. terrain. Like, your clothes are ripped, you've got mud just drenching your face, and you're like, you are the dirtiest, most worn down human being, or whatever character you are in this, known to man, right? You have been through it. And all of a sudden the dragon says, stop beating me, I don't like being hit. And you say, oh, I'm sorry, and the dragon leaves, and you've beaten the dragon, and you think, this is amazing, I've beaten it, but I still don't know what the staff does. Here's the kicker. The staff starts glowing now that you've beaten the dragon. You think, oh, I needed to beat the dragon in order to activate it. And then the staff zaps you and it cleans you up.
Yes! Yes.
And the staff, all it is it's a quick shower.
Yes, I like that. Or it starts glowing after you beat the dragon and it's the staff of known victory. It glows whenever you already won.
That's it. It just lights up, and it doesn't actually like glow. It just like kind of flicks on like an LED, and it looks like
but
a light bulb.
It does it on its own. It knows when the victory has been had. You know, like when you win, whenever the holder who's holding the staff wins, it glows, and it's like, oh, that's the story is done. Just, I know I won now.
I would like to use that whenever I argue with my wife, because then she would know that I have indeed won the argument. The staff says. I also like the idea of the staff actually working against you, where the dragon has walked off, and then as the dragon walks off, the staff lights up and says, "Oh no, come back."
Here's a new one. Ready? This mm-hmm. one's called the sundial of step count and lets you know when you hit your step count each day. It's 400 pounds. It's pure granite. It tells the time when it's put in the right location, and also lets you know when you hit 10,000 steps.
But it Also, it only works in direct sunlight. So anytime you've walked through a cave or through even a dense forest,
shade. You just walk in the shade of a tree and you lose your step count.
It's like past a tall building. It's lost.
Oh my gosh. Let's see. You could always go a very Skyrim route. You could do like the plus one sort of slicing. It's just good. It does its job. You know? Like, it's like you bring a sword with you, but at the very end you're like, this is the sword of slicing. It's better at what it does. That's it.
What about an amulet around your neck that every time you think to yourself, oh, this is too easy, or oh, what could go wrong? It lights up and it makes something bad happen right then and there. Like if you're walking across a bridge and you're like,
amulet,
oh, this
of negative
is
a reinforcement.
Yes. its intentions are good, are pure. They just happen to have catastrophically fatal consequences.
Yeah.
And if you're carrying the sundial at the same time as this, it's going to be very hard to conquer those negative reinforcement moments.
because most of the time it'll just summon a tree.
That's so much better. I've almost hit my step count, and it just keeps putting you in
shade.
What
could go wrong with this? I'm at 9,000.
It just keeps putting you in shade, and you're like, this is awful. And then the staff isn't doing anything. You're like, what's the point of you, staff? You gotta help.
I've got one. Ready? Mm-hmm. Every morning at 6 a.m. on weekdays, you have an anklet that vibrates to wake you up. It's an alarm clock that shocks you into after being awake. You have to tap it twice. I like that.
Are you under house arrest?
Or that. Yeah. Yeah, the anklet of house arrest. Wondrous item.
It makes going on this long, arduous journey substantially harder. Because it is, yeah. I will kid you not, pretty far from your house.
Yeah, yeah. Anklet of house arrest summons guards.
It's,
yeah,
oh.
I like that.
Oh, I got a good one. So it's a hat, right? And it's a mm-hmm. hat that boosts your intelligence, so you're able mm-hmm. to barter with people way, way mm-hmm. easier, right? This is very mm-hmm. beneficial. So, like, anytime that you want to trick somebody into a nice trade for a little gold or some food or whatnot, great. It works. Every time. However, mm-hmm. every time that you lie and cheat someone out of something like that, it automatically calls your mom and tells her what you've done, and now you're on the phone with your mom, and you have to explain yourself to your mom.
Oh, alternatively, the magic item is, it's a mask, uh-huh. and it's black, and you wear it, and when you say the magic words, give me all your money,
no.
it gives you money.
I've got this idea.
When you use it, when you go up to like a shopkeeper and say, give me all your money while wearing the mask of many money, you... the shopkeeper is forced to give you their money.
It's even more beneficial when you compare it and use it with... it's as you are an archer, if you take this... It's like a bow and arrow, except it's a single-handed bow and arrow, which makes things... loads more easy on your back and your aim and whatnot. Mm-hmm. It's just this mm-hmm. handheld version, and the arrows look like these, I don't know how to say it, these like little silver aluminum, what's a word you would use for it? They're like little cylinders. They come out of this little hand bow and arrow that you've got. And every time you're trying to get many money from somebody, it's...
It gives you plus +3 to the many money mask.
It's
yeah.
the bow and arrow of, wow, that killed him really fast.
The bow and arrow of metal bullet.
A bullet arrow.
Oh.
I'm obsessed with the sundial.
The bow and arrow of fast bullet. All right.
I'm obsessed with the sundial item.
Should we, the sundial item, I think we have to go with the sundial of step count.
I do like that one paired with the amulet of negative reinforcement, because what it does is it gets you in shape on your journey, but it also prevents you from getting overconfident in yourself mm-hmm. as you're on your journey.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. I like that. I think you start with the amulet, and it's like an obstacle you have to get over throughout the story, because the moral of the entire story is that your positive outlook is the only thing that can really give you victory, forced upon you by said amulet that you were born or cursed with. I don't know, but you have the amulet, and then you retrieve the sundial at some point, and your goal is to get your step count up, but you keep on summoning trees.
That's too many.
And so it's made very hard. I think this is the most we've ever helped someone. I feel confident we've actually helped this question asker with their question and given them something they can work with.
You know what sucks is I think we often give very bad advice to pretty good mm-hmm. questions, but for this question that's like, give me something very bad, we've given them fantastic advice.
We did such a good job giving them something bad, and I hope that helps. Wow. Amazing. Yeah, Zane, give me a question.
You got it, bud. This question says, Dear Will and Zane, I happen about to...
And keep going.
Oh no. I started to say it wasn't a real question. I was hoping that
welcome to the middle stuff. Oh, yeah. Brought to you by Big River Kombucha. Boy, howdy, do I love... you thought I wasn't there. You thought I didn't have it. Until I go through every single flavor, I'm not going to stop. But I just wanted to make you think that I'd given up on bringing you kombucha on a weekly basis. You know, the moment we run out of kombucha, I'm going to have a harder job. I'm going to need to really go out of the way to bring you guys... new stuff. I think I should give ratings.
Okay.
Should I give a rating?
I don't care. I don't like kombucha.
This isn't a paid sponsor, but...
He's got a slurp.
I've never had this flavor. It's original honey, and so...
As opposed to hand-down honey?
Well, I know that it's local honey, and this is, like, the most, like, classic... starter flavor you can have. It's like nothing except the pure vinegar plus the honey, I suppose.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know the process that makes kombucha, but I do know there's a lot of vinegar in it. This is awesome.
Original honey kombucha. Drink it when you have strep throat.
I guess it keeps me healthy, Zane.
Sure.
I feel my so I did I say did I, I
don't invigorated? Know if I said this, but I've never said that before, and I'm very happy you said that.
Invigorated. I like that. I'm going to steal that. When I went to Alaska, I was used to having kombucha every day or every other day before I went and took my trip to Alaska. And the 6 days I was in Alaska, I didn't. And I was like wondering why my stomach hurt so much the whole time. It's because it wasn't getting those amazing probiotics that keep me so healthy.
You're like,
your stomach health is everything, people.
You're like Drake and Josh when he stops eating candy. And then the doctor's like, he has this weird condition.
Except this
actually,
is good for
needs.
Me.
It was good for him, too.
Oh, gosh. Stopped. No, it wasn't.
Yeah, he got a rash without candy.
Yeah, rashes aren't a big deal. But people can get all sorts of weird stuff when they don't take care of their tummies.
Well, you're being irrational.
Okay, anyways, we're here in the middle stuff because I wanted to say, no, this is not a paid sponsorship. I haven't even asked, if I'm going to be honest. I don't think it's a local company. They're not going to be like, oh, a podcast wants to support our kombucha. Of course,
right, because it's so much easier to get Tezande than it is a local company.
We did not get sponsored by Tezande. We sponsored Tezande. Tezande did not pay us to have him in our podcast, Zane. But I just want to talk about how great Bigger... I'm going to give this, honestly, for how just, like, fresh and clean this is, I'm going to give this an 8.5 on the kombucha scale out of 10. Compared to all other kombuchas, not even just by them, just generally speaking, 8.5. It doesn't have, like, a huge depth of flavor. It's a very topical flavor, but not in a bad way because the flavor that is there is very good. It doesn't have a really strong, like, sour vinegar taste like others do. Like many others, like the blueberry from Big River. I love their blueberry, but you get a lot of vinegar flavor in it for some reason. I don't know if, like, the acidity from the blueberry does that. This does not at all. It's, like, very sweet. It's very light, and it is delicious. It is crisp. It's like biting into an apple, but a drink, honestly.
And playing off of what you just said, if you do want to send us your questions, you can send those to saveyourbaconpodcast@gmail.com. One more time for the GPSs. That is saveyourbaconpodcast@gmail.com. We also reactivated Instagram and Twitter, and unfortunately they are not the same username because somebody took one of the ones that we were using.
How?
Which is great. I don't know, and I don't
care.
What
was it? We'll get them canceled.
So our Twitter is SYB.
You know what? No, let's not confuse people by saying it. Just tell us what the new one is.
No, that's what I'm saying. Our Twitter is SYB Podcast.
Oh, great.
And that used to be the Instagram one, but the Instagram one is now just Save Your Bacon Podcast, which great. I would also make the Twitter one, but I'm pretty sure that's way too long for a Twitter handle. But yes, since we're unknown, we're not Save Your Bacon. We have to put the podcast at the end of it. So SYB Podcast, Save Your Bacon Podcast. On YouTube, Save Your Bacon. We've also got Bacon Bits up there so you can hear every individual question to your heart's desire.
Man, what a good name. I don't know who came up with that. It sure wasn't me, but I love that.
I came up with Bacon Bits. Will, I came up with Bacon Bits.
I hope that it's been clear over these, 39 episodes?
This is 39.
This is 39. We're not, like, quirky 2012, like, bacon fanatics. I really am not that. Like, bacon's fine and all.
Even though
I just wanted to make that clear.
Even though in episode one I did say we almost named the podcast Save Your Baking. Off of
that
God's Cookbook.
That was horribly confusing. We've been over that. That was a mistake.
God's Cookbook would have been a great tagline.
God's Cookbook. Maybe we can still just have it be our tagline.
Save Your Bacon.
Save Your
God's
Bacon.
Cookbook.
We think we're helping God's Cookbook.
God's Cookbook.
Okay. Anything else for us, Zane?
Just a question.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Okay.
I said goo it, but just go ahead.
That's okay. That it. All right. Dear Will and Zane, I passed by my kid's room the other night and overheard her praying. However, what I heard was, "Dear Santa, this is day 30 of me waiting for a Nintendo Switch to appear under my pillow in the morning. I'm not saying you're not busy. I'm just saying I've been on your wait list for quite a while. If I wake up and there is no Nintendo Switch under my pillow, I'll be pretty upset, but I'll also understand. It's only August, which means that these prayers could go on for quite a while. That being said, I decided to be a cool parent and work my magic to make a Nintendo Switch appear under her pillow. The following night, I passed by her room to see if she was praying again, and I heard her say, "So, I noticed you didn't get me Breath of the Wild." And I thought I was making it pretty clear that I wanted Breath of the Wild.
How old is this kid?
She didn't
Way too
seem
smart for her own good.
She didn't even seem slightly excited that a game console had magically appeared under her pillow, but instead seemed rather frustrated that there wasn't more to it. So my
she
question
has
is,
faith, Zane.
My question is, do I keep being the cool parent and giving her pieces of her wishes to Santa, or is she going to go mad with power and start wishing for everything she's ever wanted in life and think that it comes so easy to her? This comes from Santa's man on the inside.
Yeah, you messed up.
You done messed up. You done
you messed up by doing anything. Now, this is what you get warned about when you go to church as a kid, because they're like, "Oh man, be careful of the magic vending machine." That you just ask for something every time you pray, and if you don't get it, you're disappointed. And if you do get it, then it's just like, what else can I get from the vending machine? Because it's just you put your quarter in and wait to see what color gumball you get, you know?
Exactly.
Those are different things, but I mean, you get the point.
But yeah, no.
You are now the gumball machine, Dad, Mom.
You're now gumball machine Dad and or Mom.
Yeah.
Santa's man on the inside, I'll say Dad. I'll expect, unless... for some reason, something weird's going on in that family. I don't know.
Yeah, gumball you messed machine. Up so hard.
You're gumball machining hard, and this is a bad. This is a bad thing to be. You do not want to be the gumball machine because there are two things to the gumball machine. One, get those dirty, dirty hands all over the exit for those gumballs, because all they're going to do is they're going to take and take and take. They're never going to say to the gumball machine, thank you so much for this gumball, gumball machine. I appreciate it. And then
goodbye,
they're gonna,
forever.
But yeah. The thing about a gumball machine is gum is expendable. You can chew a piece and then spit it out and then just say, I want another piece. And no
is this
point.
An analogy?
Nope. Well, I guess it can be.
You're just talking about gum?
I'm just talking gum. I guess it works. Yeah,
I'm
no,
not
it does.
Talking
oh,
gum, Zane.
Oh, hold on. My bad.
It's an analogy.
My bad. It is an analogy.
What?
My brain is still stuck on homonym.
What in the world? Sometimes I just start making an analogy, and then you just make it real life. I'm just like, oh, imagine. And then you grab my imagination, and you try just, like, forcing it into existence.
My point was... My point was, you can take a gumball and chew it, and then you're going to want another gumball because you can just get rid of that when you're done with it, versus at no point is a kid going to take a gumball, chew it, and say, I like this piece forever. This is my gum piece forever. Thank you, Santa.
Yeah. You know why Christmas is special?
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't happen very often.
Exactly. It's once
a
year.
You do it once a year. I mean, it's bad enough that you have kids believing in imaginary, like, garbage people who just, like, in 24 hours give you all your wishes
that
and
is,
that you have to go see them in the shopping mall.
That is so offensive to gumball machines.
What I'm saying is, you only have to deal with that once a year. By doing it in August, you've created a timeline that you cannot stop. Santa's now accessible year-round.
Santa's on speed dial.
Santa, yes. You've now created Santa as easily as accessible as the police department at this point.
Oh, my gosh.
As long as you keep on listening in. What do you think your daughter has been praying to Santa about the rest of the year that you haven't heard? Now you're also forcing yourself to have the relationship with your daughter of you peeping all the time on her privacy, trying to figure out what her deepest, darkest secrets are. One day she's going to move on to journaling to Santa, and now you got to break into her room and find her journal and find her lockbox full of secrets to see how she's continued to talk to Santa. And one day, if she ever finds out that Santa isn't real, you're going to have to explain why you gave her a switch in August just because she thought prayers to Santa were a good thing.
Hey guys, what up? Welcome to my YouTube channel. This is KitKat305 coming at you live. Today, we're looking at my wall. I don't see a plasma screen TV, but I just asked Santa to bring me a nice 60-inch. We'll tune in tomorrow with another video when it's up on my wall.
Gosh, yeah. I mean, like, I get it. Breath of the Wild is a good game.
It is.
And you were stupid if you didn't give her any games to play on the Switch. But
That is kind of odd. Hey, Santa's man on the inside, I'm gonna side with your kid for just a second. Like, I know you did something very dumb because now, all of a sudden, wishes on command didn't even need to be on the Make-A-Wish list. Anything she wants, Santa gun give. But I'm gonna side with your kid for just a second. Did you really buy a game console and no games?
That happened to me once. That did happen to me once.
Did you know that's like buying a notebook and no writing utensil? Where you just look at a notebook and you think, man.
We all gotta start writing with our blood one way or another.
I really wish. Oh, that's not where I was taking. Oh, no.
I mean, I think the same person who's going to listen in on their daughter's Santa prayers and get them a Switch is the same person who's going to buy a Switch without any games. But I also think that it's just as likely that there were games and they were just super unhappy that Breath of the Wild wasn't there. Because honestly, if you're going to buy a Switch, buy Breath of the Wild. It was that good. But yeah, you goofed. I'm sorry, man. You can't do this. You need to come clean, I think. I think now, however old they are, and it sounds like they're not super young by the level of complexity of thoughts and prayers they were having towards their deity Santa. You probably need to bust the news.
They've actually hit a giant roadblock, and this is a problem. Because in the head of a kid, yes, Santa is the all-being source of give me whatever I want. So you make a huge Christmas list, you get a couple of those things, and you're like, great, this is fantastic. What you've incorporated into the mix is, when you say, oh, by the way, my dear sweet child, that wasn't Santa giving you those things. That was me. They're not going to say, oh, no, guess I'm not getting any more from Santa. They're going to say, oh, cool, it's just my dad. So, like, I don't even have to pray to Santa. I can just, like,
oh, I'll just ask you.
I'll just walk up to my dad. So I'm just going to walk up to you then, huh? So, like, can I have Breath of the Wild? And then
so Breath of the Wild. Isn't it also cool that kids can be at an age where, like, you tell them, like, hey, Santa wasn't real. I read all those letters. And they can be like, oh, that's normal. It's very cool that kids can be at an age where, like, oh, that makes sense.
I kind of
oh, people are reading all my private letters. People are listening to my prayers in my room when I'm alone. Oh, that's fine.
I didn't even think about this. And now I'm very self-conscious about any letter that I wrote to Santa. Although I do know that I once made a Christmas list that was at least 100 items long because I wanted to see how far Santa was willing to go. But very specifically, I want this to be very clear. I just started asking for things. These weren't things that I wanted. I remember number 60 was basketball.
Just a basketball.
Just a basketball. I'm pretty sure I asked for a pen.
I bet you can't figure this one out.
I'm pretty sure, like,
try basketball.
I just started throwing things out there. I was like, I want the new Sonic game. That's it. So what do I add to this list? And so I just started throwing other things on there. And my idea was, I was strategically thinking, if I ask for, like, 100 things, they'll be like, whoa, let's narrow that down to, like, 10. And I'll be like, sweet, now I'm getting the top 10 things on my list. As opposed to if I asked for 10, and then they were like, I'll only get you, like, 5. You know, I was trying to balance it out in my head of, like, if I ask for way too much, then the number they narrow it down to will probably be, in the actual way, I was Shark Tanking them. I was.
Yeah, you asking, were starting the bid high. You were working your speech craft early on.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. I understand that. I'm trying to think. Did I ever do that? It's interesting to, like, look back and think, like, wow, did I desperately? I really, really wanted that when I was a kid. I wanted a car that could flip upside down and still drive. And that was, like, the most hype thing I've ever had in my life at 6 years old.
That's so cool that you got that at 6 years old.
I mean, it was no. It's not like a car. It was a remote control car.
Oh, I know the car you're talking about. I had
it
that.
It was an X. It was in an X shape, and it could, like, weirdly fold. It was pretty sweet, honestly.
You also reminded me of another toy that I used to have, which was, it was a ball, and you'd smush it, and it'd become a Frisbee. And so you'd throw it as a Frisbee, and then
It wouldn't work.
It pop into a ball. The point was so that if you threw it and it got stuck on a roof for some reason, it would
turn into a ball
and roll off the roof.
Yeah,
except
I remember
for
what you're talking about.
The inconvenience of when you press it into a Frisbee and it stays a Frisbee. And now there
just doesn't do its job.
There's an item that doesn't work stuck on your roof.
Now it's not only broken, it's on your roof.
It's bad and high up.
Bad and far away. All right, well, I hope that helps.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question, Zane. Ready?
Perfect.
Okay, great. Oh, that was last week.
Oh, no.
Beans.
Are you about to ask the other question I sent you?
Yeah.
Yes.
This question comes from Mitch. What really are all the purposes of all-purpose flour? Yeah, no, I feel that. I've never seen, like, single-use flour.
I don't think that that's allowed. I don't think... Well, is any food in general allowed to say that it has just one single use?
I think if I bought a condom and it said all-purpose condom...
Now, I need to cut you off and say, I need to emphasize that I did say food. I need to emphasize that I said food.
You did say food, but sometimes they're fruit-flavored, I think.
Well, no. We were just talking about Santa. back to the question of if you want a bad item for your traveler's journey question... Condom.
The all-purpose condom.
Would an all-purpose condom or all-purpose flour really have more purposes?
Which one has more purposes?
Yeah. Which one has more purposes? Because, like, when you think...
Probably the flour. I'm trying to think. I recently just found out that in the old times, you would make glue out of flour.
Really?
Fun fact. How? Yes, in like old times before, I mean like the originations of glue, I'm guessing it wasn't like really good glue, but it was just like flour and water and one other thing. I think it's like almost literally just flour and water. Like, and it wasn't just dough. It was basically like dough alternative, where if you do it in the right consistency, it makes like bad glue, but it's like all they had. You know?
What is it like? Someone's like so mad, like they're using all of this bad flour glue to hold together their important essay, and then it all comes apart, and they're like, curse this bad glue, and they get mad, and they accidentally kick their horse, and they're like, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah, I'd like to think instead of going to like trivia on Thursday nights in the medieval times, they would just like have nights where it's just like glue or dough, and it was just like it was just flour and water in different portions, and you have to guess whether it was dough or glue.
I really like that, a trivia night where it's just like, so we've got flour. Can you guess when we add more flour to it, what's it gonna become? And one person's like,
is it bread or is it glue?
Is it bread? I think it's bread. Nope.
I think this one's bread for sure.
It is a larger pile of flour.
Nope. Yeah, that sounds like not good glue. Everybody says it was made from horses back then too, but I don't like what part of a horse makes glue?
I don't know.
Is it the hoof?
The thing is
like a gelatin thing?
If there was always the rumor of sell a horse, gotta go visit Willy Wonka and his glue factory. Have you ever heard the expression of horse go to glue factory?
Horse go to glue factory, yes, but Willy Wonka made chocolate, brother.
Willy Wonka was a franchise man. he sold that business to Charlie, started a new thing. My point is
Willy Wonka and the all-purpose horses.
So,
yeah.
I mean, like, if it was just hooves, then I would think that they wouldn't need to send them to an entire factory. I think they'd just send them to a spa where they take like nice daycare routine.
Now that's not how that works. Uh-huh. Now that's not how that works. You don't just say, hey horse, welcome to the spa. I'm gonna take your hooves now.
I'm gonna glue you now.
I'm gonna take your whole hoof. That doesn't sound good for the horse.
Well, that's why you gotta relax them first. It's like
it's their whole toe, dog. It's their whole foot.
I know.
That's like
but
going
it's
to
like,
the spa and be like, okay, and then you chop off your foot.
It's like that one girl that I can't remember, but she had autism. She could connect with cows, and this is a real story. I watched this, and I remember psychology that where she like she connected with cows on like a personal level
and convinced them to give up their hooves.
No. She connected with cows on a personal level, and she found out that they were she knew that they were scared when they were being taken care of, taken out by the mafia men downstairs. She was like, if we use these like guide rails, then they're not afraid during that situation, during the whole buildup. And she saved cows from going crazy. And so what I'm saying is we do that with horses at the horse spa so they don't go crazy before they're hoofless.
So we find a girl who can connect with horses.
Yes.
We search the horse girl community.
That's easy.
Find the right horse girl. Mm-hmm. Bring them in. Convince them to willingly give their hooves. For what purpose?
All purpose. I think that's what we've established.
All purpose.
Horse, all purpose horse hoof.
Okay. Reeling it back in. Mm-hmm. What do you do with flour?
See, are we going to talk outside of... Okay, so yes, bread, flour, pasta, cake.
I once got absolutely railed for saying that cookies is just sugar bread.
Is it not?
I got destroyed by some, like, pro-level bakers for saying that.
Now, I'm only...
So I'm going to say bread, and then I'm going to say, comma, separate... cookies.
I am but just a level 3 chef boy.
Yeah,
RD.
I have not put enough skill points into my baking to say that it is just sugar bread.
As far as I know, it is. As far as I know, isn't cake also sugar bread?
That's
like,
what I thought.
Like, I know there's
was wrong.
Egg, but that doesn't just like isn't there egg
bread.
And bread? Yeah.
That's
like,
what I thought.
Flour and water make dough. And then you can make like the pizza dough.
Wait, pasta. Wait. But dough is all you need for bread, so maybe that's the difference. Anyways,
dough is
matter.
All
it
you
okay.
need.
Flour.
Dough
what
is
else
all
use
you
flour?
Need. All you need is dough.
Zane Shaw.
That's my name.
What else do you use flour for?
Are we talking outside the context of baking? That's what I was getting to.
No. What? All purpose.
Yes.
It doesn't say baking. No. It doesn't say baking purpose. It says all purpose.
Wait, so you said no and then agreed with me. I said, are we talking outside the realm of baking?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm almost positive in my mind I answered it correctly, but clearly I didn't.
No.
So
no.
Other than baking.
Yes.
Okay, baking. Is baking one use?
So I... Well,
one use baking?
Oh, well, there's...
I don't buy flour and say, I'm going to use this for not baking.
The thing is, I started thinking of real ways that I've used flour for not cooking purposes. Like, I've genuinely used flour for, if I'm painting, if you take flour on your fingertips and you flick it at a canvas, you can make stars on a sky very easily. And it looks fantastic.
Okay.
That's one of my...
Now we're getting somewhere.
Oh,
no, with this.
This is brought to you by
Audible.com. No, we're getting somewhere. We're doing something. Keep going.
But I've genuinely used it for that. Just a couple months ago, on my YouTube channel, I did a challenge where I was trying to like tease the idea of Little Things the show. So I was doing my own tasks, and one was build the best pirate ship. And so I took all the flour that my roommate left. And I poured it out onto the ground and made sand out of the flour.
Huh?
So that does because the ship I made sand.
Yeah, how good? How good? How good is that sand?
It feels like sand. Well, actually, it feels better than sand.
What did you add to it to make sand?
It feels better than sand. No, okay. It looks like sand, feels better than sand. And that to me is win-win.
Okay, so we have another purpose for flour. Better than sand. Feels better than sand.
Also, if you have a hole in your wall and you don't have whatever that stuff is to like pat it up, cover it up, if you wet flour enough, I'm pretty sure that it can seal that deal very nicely.
Now we're getting on like fixing brick walls with ramen side of TikTok sort of answers, but I'll still take it.
I got a very important question to you. If I mix dirt and flour, will flour grow?
I think it's dead. I think if you did it with yeast, it would work, though. I think you grow baby breads if you put yeast in there, because that's the living stuff, right?
little
the stuff with life still in it.
Little mini muffins. You know the packet on mini muffins?
Yeah. You make the little bites come out of the ground if you bury some yeast in some dirt and give
little
it water.
Little bites?
I think that's true. Hey, guys. It's been a really good run, but that was the last float. Tezonde just finished his 13th encore of Chocolate Rain, and we're all just really hoping it stops at this point. But he's moved past us, so is everyone else. All the other floats are good. What was your favorite one?
I'm sorry. I was still picking my jaw up off the floor. I was in awe of that man's voice. I think he is...
It's good, but, like, 11 is enough. 11, like, I don't...
See, the thing is,
like 11 is enough.
At 11, like, I'm still crying tears of joy. But then 12 and 13, I was just like, I'm very happy.
I'm too exhausted. I'm too tired.
But it's like,
after that amount of crying, to keep on listening.
I did appreciate the fact that he started, like, singing it in falsetto and a little quieter. So it was almost like he was lulling us to sleep at the end of the parade. Like, it was.
Yeah, that was nice.
Was bringing
but I do have to finish a podcast at the same time. Yeah, my other favorite one was where Lady Gaga was wearing normal clothes and her entire float was made out of meat.
I did appreciate Lady Gaga with her normal clothes.
Her entire meat float and regular clothing.
I did
just in jeans.
Also appreciate that since they didn't catch us coming into the building, we did get Woody Harrelson and Woody Harrelson on a nice Cheers float. And as they rode by, you could see in Woody Harrelson's hand, and I'm not going to specify which one, was a 400-pound sundial.
Yeah, I did see that. And he looked like he was on some sort of mission.
And he did.
That was good.
I don't know if you noticed this, but he looked at you and he mouthed the words, "You did this."
You did this to
you
me.
Did this to me.
Yeah, guys, join us next year for next year's Save Your Bacon Parade. This one was a startling success, I would say. I would just add more confetti. But other than that, really no complaints. My name is Will Palumbo.
My name is Zane Shaw.
It's been good, guys, but take it easy. And if it's easy, take it twice.